turn up the volume on this. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Whose podcast is this? Whose podcast is this? It is January. It is 2021. And it's a new year. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, that means you made it to the new year. And that's a blessing. A round of applause to everyone who is in the new year with us. Happy, healthy. And if you're not necessarily happy or healthy, because let's be real, we're still going through some things right now, we're happy that you're listening to us. And so hopefully this episode leaves you being a little more healthier and a little happier. Today I have a guest on the show, a good friend of ours, Diana. She's on the show talking about water and a very cool product. Most of us, if not all of us, are drinking water on a daily basis. But what's unique about having Diana on the show today is the fact that the product that she works with and she's used herself is a system that my then friend, now fiance, told me about way before COVID. I think it was like February, and I remember him sharing this type of water filtration system called Kagan. Am I correct, Diana? Diana, welcome to the show.
Hi everybody. And yes, well, kind of. I think I've heard many people pronounce it in different ways.
Right, and please correct me. What is the proper way?
I've heard it said Kangen or Kangen, but yeah, it's Kangen. I say Kangen water.
Kangen. So we're going to say Kangen water. And so what he was sharing with me was that he has a client, because he trains, he has a client, and his client was sharing this system of their water filtration. And I thought that was like, I never heard it before. You know, I work in the wellness field and quite aware of fitness and eating right and dieting. And the only type of water that I've always heard this referred to is alkaline. So in the sense of bottled water in that way, or, you know, having your filter. I've had filters all my life on the home faucet in my mom's house. But this was a system that I never knew existed. And so let's fast forward to the universe always brings you back. And I was most recently on Instagram, and a really good friend of mine had posted gallons of water. And I went into the link to see what was going on. And long story short, we're here now. We're here at this episode in the new year. We're going to start this off with water, because it's one of the biggest things as we are coming into this new phase and vaccines and the virus and things like this. People do want alternatives to keeping their body and their immune system upright. And so, you know, not to cut you off at all, Diana, but not to also judge anyone out there for their decisions on what they want to do in terms of the vaccine, just to say that our immune system plays a critical part, in our ability to maintain. And whether you believe in a God or not, or whatever you may refer to him as, someone, all right, a creator, someone provided us with these means of water. Not everyone necessarily has clean water, but we do have water, and it's here to help us. And we're going to get into the show today and talk a little bit about alkaline water and the importance of drinking water to begin with, and then what alkaline water is, the different types of alkaline water, and more particularly this product. One more time, Diana, give me that name, Kagan.
Yeah, definitely. It's Kangen water.
Kangen water. Right.
Yes.
So without further ado, whose podcast is this? Again, thank you, worldwide listeners, for tuning in to episode 6. This is about agua, okay? And Diana's here with us. Please, Diana, introduce yourself.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I definitely appreciate being able to share what I've been able to learn over the years. And like you said, you know, we really need to find ways to take care of ourselves and hopefully prevent some of the things that we see around us taking place. Obviously, we're dealing with a pandemic here, and that's probably the worst situation in terms of, in general, the health of those around us, and hopefully not, you know, too close to home. But I do realize that it has impacted even, you know, those that we love and close ones that, you know, even people who normally would take care of their health. You know, you're hearing about children even being affected. And it's just a sad story because there's so many things that we can do to take care of our immune systems and to keep ourselves, like you said, upright. But yeah, a little bit about me.
Sure.
I have a background in pharmacy, interestingly enough.
Awesome.
yeah, I actually studied pharmacy. So I went to, first I did a little bit of community college, of course, did pre-pharmacy there. I did some pharmacy education at St. John's, NYU. You know, I really realized, though, during those years that we were learning about how to take care of things once we've already become sick. So to me, that was, you know, it was very interesting that not a lot of education was given to us in regards to how to prevent these illnesses from taking hold in our bodies. So, you know, as a researcher that I've always been, I started to kind of want to look at the different things that we can do to prevent, you know, having to deal with the high blood pressure, the diabetes, and, you know, the flu and all these things that we've become so accustomed to just accepting as part of our daily lives. So it wasn't up until like 2008 when a good friend of mine introduced me to this water that I, you know, basically just took a dive into the world of holistic health. And I haven't been back since. And I'm grateful, though, because I've definitely been able to learn so many different ways, in addition to just water, you know, to keep myself and my family healthy. So basically, the difference between alkaline water and alkalized water, I think, is where I want to start.
Okay.
Because you see a lot of these bottles, you know, water coming out, like the Essentias or, you know, different varieties out there that now you're seeing in bottles. You know, you would think that, you know, the awesome marketing and stuff like that, and just the concept itself, if you've become familiar, you would gravitate towards it. But I think it's really important for folks to realize, if you see ingredients on any water bottle, you should really question how good for it, how good for you can it possibly be?
Right.
You know, water is supposed to be a purifying agent. You know, if it has any ingredients in it, how pure is it and how purifying can it be? So that's, you know, definitely something to look out for. Definitely want to make sure you're tuning in when you're doing your shopping and stuff. You know, read labels. That's definitely a great way to start to really take control of, you know, the things that you're buying for yourself and your family. So alkaline water is water that has like baking soda or any alkalizing type of substance. Of course, like I said, a baking soda can be used, you know, and can totally turn anything acidic into an alkaline substance. But do you want to drink baking soda daily? I don't know. I don't think that's what I want to do. So what's great about the Kangen machine is that it literally, it hooks up to your faucet and it shocks your water and it produces alkalized water free from any other ingredients. It simply separates the molecules that are acidic from the molecules that are alkalized. And as a byproduct and a great bonus, you also get antioxidants somewhere around 11 times stronger than green tea.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So again, with the background that I have, you know, we didn't really get to learn anything about antioxidants at this level. Unfortunately, you know, I think the U.S. has an amazing emergency care system. You know, God forbid you hurt yourself, you know, break a leg, God forbid you go to the hospital, they take real good care of you.
Right.
But in terms of telling you how to prevent illness and even treating it adequately, I feel like we rush to like medication way too quickly instead of looking at the organic or natural alternatives that we have right at our fingertips.
Yeah.
So like you were saying before, you know, if you take a look around, you'd realize 75% of the globe is water. And it's no mistake that 75% of your body is also water. So if you want to get real basic and keep it simple, the quickest way to bring your body back to a healthy state is by taking more water in. Now, of course, you can drink, you know, tap water, filtered water, bottled water. But again, taking a deeper look, you definitely want to realize that when we're all born, we're born slightly alkaline. We're all born, if we're born healthy, mm-hmm. we're born at a pH of roughly 7.365. And like you mentioned before, the Creator makes no mistake. We should be at that pH 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to touch on something real quick, not to interrupt your thoughts, but mm-hmm. you mentioned diabetes, and that's something that you often hear. I know in the Black community, you often hear people say, well, at least they can't wait to tell you they have diabetes. And while I was going to massage school in the semester that I was taking pathology, one thing that I realized was, wow, this doesn't actually run in anyone's family. This, you know, you probably are not running, you know, but it doesn't run in your family per se. It's how we're taking care of ourselves. And I totally agree with you. That's where massage for me was such a big deal in learning that the alternatives to taking care of your body and stress and diet and environment play a huge part in the diseases and pathologies that occur. And yes, medical field is right there ready to give you a pill to help change that, because our society's a little conditioned to be, one thing is gonna fix all, as opposed to each day waking up. Real quick, my grandmother used to always drink warm lemon water in the morning. And just watching that, I developed that habit. And so I feel like in some ways that was maybe her way of alkalining, or, you know, water. You can correct me on that. But I feel like that was her way of sort of filtering out. And it's so amazing with our elders can teach us that, you know, just through their actions. So I, you know, she's no longer with us, but I appreciate her for sharing and showing me that, because it ended up becoming my habit. And in terms of the first thing I put on my lips when I wake up to get the body awake and to, get the body prepared for whatever food I'm going to eat that day without just shocking it with food. So, yeah.
You're absolutely right, and I'm so sorry to hear that your grandma's not with us.
Yeah, but thank you.
I have to tell you, you know, the wisdom that has been imparted, and if we pay attention, that we can really still apply, and it's really so very helpful today, is just out of control, you know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not looked at that way, but I think it's time to start to really realize that these awesome therapies that were used and that we consider so simple and maybe, you know, take for granted, can really change our lives. And you're absolutely right about the lemon water. As a matter of fact, let me explain that to you.
Sure.
So citric acid, which comes from the lemon, once it's digested, it's alkaline forming in your body.
Mm.
So you're absolutely right. You are definitely doing the right thing, and you should definitely continue to do so. Now, the only thing I would say is, you know, if you're making that with any type of warm water, you want to make sure that not only are you filtering out your water to, you know, make sure you're purifying from any contaminants, and I definitely want to get into that.
Yes.
That's a huge concern. But, you know, once you make it free of contaminants, if you can get that water to be alkaline and then add the lemon to it, whew, and some antioxidants gone, I'm telling you, you'd probably start to feel some serious, significant changes within days, which is what I love about this product. You know, it's not something that you have to try for, like, you know, 2 months to really start to see and feel any benefits. No, literally, like, within days. And some people tell me within minutes that they can literally feel a difference, you know, whether it's energy that's increasing, whether it's just being able to sleep better, whether it's clearer thoughts, you know, whether it's just being able to do more throughout the day with less irritability. Because if you think about it, an acidic body is a burdened body.
Yeah.
You know, at a cellular level, your body's trying to relieve itself. And that, you know, as a whole comes together, and that creates irritability. And so even your attitude, you know, you'll literally lighten up.
Yeah, right, right.
So, yeah, I find this to be such an amazing thing. And the way that everything kind of works together and comes together, it's just astronomically a significant way to improve your health and to create longevity for that optimal health once you achieve that. So I think that I would love to just explain the three main properties that set this particular water apart from any other alkalizing system on the market.
Sure. Let's go for it.
This particular machine has been used now in Japan for over 50 years in major hospitals. Okay. That to me says a lot, because if you look to see what the life expectancy and overall health and well-being is across the globe, Japan is number one. It's probably number one, number two, fluctuating every now and then, but somewhere around that ballpark. And that to me speaks volumes, because obviously, in addition to other dietary, you know, things that they do, water plays a vital role in their everyday, you know. And I think we need to start looking at these countries to see the different things that they're doing, so that we as a country can start to make some changes for the better as well. But yeah, the three main properties of this restructured water are, number one, the antioxidant production or output. Okay, so now in Japan, what they call the FDA is the Japanese Ministry of Health. So that would be like their FDA, equivalent to their FDA. They have deemed this machine a medicinal unit now since 1974. Wow. Okay? Yeah. And that's because anything that has over three times the antioxidants that green tea has, that would be deemed a medicinal device or unit or substance. So now these machines create upwards of 8 to 11 times the antioxidants you would find in green tea. Which to me is out of control. It's crazy.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing. You literally can reverse aging. So like, you see how a grape turns into a raisin? You can literally reverse that process. I hope that gave everyone a visual. Because that to me, I mean, I'm literally living it. Nobody believes I'm 37. Everybody looks at me like, how old are you, 18? You know?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And so the other property, of course, which is, I think, becoming a lot more widely accepted and, you know, looked for, is, of course, the alkalinity, like we spoke about. The alkalized output of this water is amazing as well, because it doesn't revert back to acid once you swallow it. See, now these other units on the market, once you swallow the water, you know, you have hydrochloric acid in your stomach. So once you eat something, what have you, anything you eat is going to get attacked and broken down by that hydrochloric acid. So now this water, because of the titanium platinum plates in the machine and the potent shock, once you basically create the water is able to withstand the acidic environment in your stomach, and it stays alkaline and goes into your system that way.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a patented process, of course. And so that's why I can sell any unit on the market, you know, but I mean, that is unmatched right there. I have not seen any other machine that can do that. And so that's why I love this company and I love this product. I'm literally a product of this product.
Right.
Absolutely. And so lastly, the super hydrating component is also amazing. I think we were talking about this earlier. One cup of this water is equal to 6 cups of any other water. And that's because the molecules are micro-clustered. So if I can kind of create a visual, I guess it's just more surface area. It's smaller clusters and more like our blood in terms of having to be absorbed in our system. So when you drink, let's say, a Poland Spring or any of these other bottled waters, the water you'll notice sits in your stomach. You kind of feel full, you know, and that's because the molecules are so big that it takes a while for your body to be able to absorb any of those molecules. So now with this water, within 15 minutes, every single cell in your body is hydrated.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I invite everybody to definitely take a look and look, you know, more into this. If you can, you can certainly do so by going to my Instagram page. I think that's how you said you found me, right?
Yeah. And please share with the listeners where they can find you on Instagram and where and anywhere else. And, you know, we'll keep reminding them as we continue.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. I have so much information on my Instagram. But yeah, it's hydration_supreme_inc.
Hydration_supreme_inc.
INC.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I have videos. I've got, you know, lots of different memes. You know, a lot of people are starting to really understand what this water's about. And again, I think because of the social climate that we're in right now, people are really finally making whatever changes they can to try and prevent from getting sick. You know, I think it really had to take something like this for a lot of folks to want to do what they can to stay well and to, you know, hopefully steer clear of this, this virus.
Yeah. You know, as you were talking and you were talking about the titanium plates, the first thing that came to mind for me is So I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when I was about 13 years old. And I had an episode before where I spoke on where I felt that that actually came from, because it doesn't actually have an origin. It's an autoimmune disease. But from an Eastern medicine perspective, one would say, and I did speak on this before, I'm not gonna go too far into it, but I had a relative that was on drugs, and they were adding an enormous amount of stress to our lives. And so sitting in a class, as an adult, I was putting the pieces together as to, like, wait a minute, that the stress, that, oh, nervous system, oh, autoimmune, like all that, just that's where all this developed. Long story short, I ended up needing knee replacement surgery. So I have two titanium knees, actually. And so when you mentioned
Oh my
titanium, I
gosh.
was like, this is something again that we don't really speak on in terms of education-wise about implants and water, right? And food, because one of the things that was important while I was going through rehab, that, and shout out to the people at Henry Street, this nursing home that I ended up hanging out in and getting rehab at, because it's very difficult if anyone's ever had knee replacement surgery or hip replacement surgery. Unless you have someone that lives with you, it could be very challenging. I mean, you need to make your,
Yeah.
you need to eat every day. And in my situation, I decided to just hang out with some, with at this nursing home, which was also rehabilitation center, and the PT people in there were explaining to me what foods I needed to eat in order to preserve it, because I am fairly young, and even the surgeon didn't want to do this, but quality of life was impacted, and so they usually like to give implants like this to much older people, I guess with the assumption you won't be around too much longer,
Wow.
but
Yeah.
there are sometimes children need implants and replacements and stuff like this, so I fell in that category of okay, you're really young. And so to keep this preserved so that you don't have to have two surgeries in your lifetime for this, flax seeds and all types of other minerals to help the body adjust to the implant. So I'm almost certain that water, plays just as a major part in that, in these implants and being able to maintain and take care of them. So I just picked up on that when you were talking about what
You're
the product is
absolutely
made out of.
right. You're absolutely right. And that's no mistake that they went with that particular type of implant. It's a very, very sturdy and it's an amazing material that really it holds for a really long time, which is why these machines, they're a little pricey, but they last about 50 years.
Yeah, that's
So
important. It's an investment
that's
for life.
important. It's an investment, that you're gonna make, and hopefully you can enjoy it for those 50 years or more. My plan is once this machine, if it, once the 50 years are up, I just got myself a new one. I'm definitely planning on buying another one. I want to stick around.
Right.
But yeah,
Yeah.
it's an investment that you make, but it's a wise one because of the longevity of the product itself. And the benefits, like we were saying, are that much more amazing if you can produce the water and go right to the spout and put your cup and drink. But not everyone can afford it, so that's why I also sell the gallons of water, because I realized that during the pandemic, a lot of folks are reaching out to me and trying to find out how they can buy a unit, and it's not something that everyone can buy right away. Sometimes you got to save up, and I can understand that, but I wanted to make this available, especially during these times, to folks who were interested in taking care of themselves and wanted to prevent, getting sick and wanted to work on, healthier lifestyles and how to maintain their health. And I'm getting lots of feedback. Even if I've bottled the water, and sold it, I'm being told that I'm having people feel amazing, even if they're just opening up their gallon like a week later or whatever. So, these are things that I didn't even realize. The shelf life of these bottles of water are pretty good too. So, I normally don't recommend anyone buy any water that they're not going to go through within a week. There's so much we got to take into account, especially if you're buying bottled water, whether you're buying it alkaline or not. You got to realize that these water bottles are traveling in some hot trucks, sometimes sitting over a weekend somewhere, and then being put in a warehouse, also hot. By the time it's actually on the shelf, it's probably been bottled, for months, if not years. And you really got to understand that in plastic, you're gonna find chemicals that water can easily, you know, have leached into it. And so you're not just drinking whatever water you're buying. You're drinking those chemicals, too, that the water bottle has. And so that's also a huge deal for me. So, you know, in keeping in line with, you know, just having integrity and making sure that I really am selling a product that people can use for the betterment of their health, I definitely don't recommend anyone buy anything over a week's supply. Just even if you can keep it cool and, you know, keep it so that it's not any of the characteristics aren't being tampered with or what have you, I still don't recommend anyone go any longer than a week with a bottle of water that I sell them.
Right.
And so again, you know, this is a, it's a big deal for a lot of people because, you know, not everyone again can buy a machine, but at least this way, you know, you can get your hands on the water and start to feel good and make sure that you're doing what you can within your power to protect yourself and your loved ones. But you're spot on with the minerals. Osteoporosis is when you're literally leaching calcium, or calcium is leaching out of your bones.
Yeah.
And that can happen due to stress. Yeah, because stress causes a biochemical reaction in your body, which releases chemicals that make your body acidic.
Yes, yes.
So that acid, I mean, if you just, you know, think about the word acid, you know, acid burns and tears away and can start to wear away surfaces. So just imagine if your body is 75% water and that water in your body is acidic, what do you think is going to happen to your vital organs and bones?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so it's definitely something that our country, unfortunately, hasn't really thought to focus on or really teach, not even in the medical field. But I feel like things are starting to turn around and folks are really starting to wake up to the real fundamental things that can contribute to either good health or bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I agree with that. I feel the same way about massage, and it's, you know, just to remind anyone that's even checking in, whose podcast is this? We have a guest, Diana. We're talking about water, and not only just the importance of drinking water, it's way beyond that. We're talking about the difference between alkaline and alkalized water, and a product and a system that she works with and sells, and we're gonna go again with your Instagram tag so that we can get people to your page and learning a little bit more about this, and then DMing you and putting in orders for the machine. And again, the machine is a little expensive, but in relation to what we spend and where we allocate our funds, we are in really strange times right now. And the ironic part about that has also helped a lot of us restructure what we do put money out for and what we do call ourselves investing in, what we can sort of eliminate from our day-to-day activity in terms of, you know, maybe some people picked up a heavier drinking habit, maybe some people realized to put the bottle down, you know, and so the money that comes from leaving certain negative habits alone and having the means to take care of ourselves the proper way. So what I want to do right now, though, is take a quick commercial break and come back. Whose podcast is this? We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the system. Diana has more information to share with what we have, what she has going on. And we'll be right back. Whose podcast is this? To formally thank you off air. Okay, and we're back right now. We have a guest on today. Whose podcast is this? This is the year 2021, episode 6. We're talking about water. We're taking a head nose dive first into our health, right? We're starting this year off with the right stuff. And I'm loving this episode because you're very informative and your background education is even more helpful because
you
definitely know what you're talking about because you studied and you researched it, and that's very important where information comes from today and who's allowed to share certain things and who has the education and credibility to be able to impart some wisdom onto the masses. And I feel very grateful that we're on the phone right now and or rather on the show right now, being able to have this conversation. While people are at home trying to figure it out, be it financial, And with that is housing and diet and things like this. I think starting with the very basics and getting back, like you said before the break, into the fundamentals of this, nature, water. The water, we're made up of water. This land is surrounded by water, and yet we have a very interesting relationship to the importance of it. A lot of people are sometimes dehydrated, and sometimes people are actually overhydrated. But the importance is putting the right minerals into the body. And so, yeah, let's just continue with that. Take it wherever you want to go at this point.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. So, yes, my name is Diana, and you can find me on Instagram at hydration_supreme_inc. And so, what we're talking about today is really the importance of not only getting your hands on alkaline water, but more importantly, getting your hands on alkalized water. So, I know that a lot of folks have become, more aware of the different waters and hopefully are looking to how they can better their health and that of their loved ones. But, it's really important that we don't get bamboozled, if you will, out there. I think a lot of these companies are taking us a bit for a ride, if you will, in trying to sell us something that really isn't hitting the mark. And so, yeah, because of my background, again, I come from a pharmacy background. I've definitely learned what it is this country likes to focus on in terms of, how we treat or the different therapies that we make available to folks who are suffering from different diseases. If you weren't born with it, we call it a degenerative disease. So that would be your high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, things of that nature. But, I think more so now, more than ever, folks are definitely interested in just safeguarding their health in general, in an effort to stay alive. So now it's become that much more important. And so, like you were saying, water is probably the number one important way that you can actually stay healthy. If you're drinking the right water and the right amounts of water daily, your chances of getting sick go down probably about 70 to 80%. So again, the awesome part of what I do is that I get to share with folks, how it is that they can stay not only super hydrated at a cellular level, but also how they can keep their internal environments alkaline, which doesn't allow for diseases to thrive. So everybody's worried about, what the next step is, how they can, prevent getting this virus or what have you. Certain things are out of our control, but folks, I definitely want to make it known that there's so much that we can do to take back some of that control and to really just do things in our home on a daily basis that are simple. Not everybody wants to be a vegan. Not everybody wants to eat, veggies all day long. That's not realistic for a lot of us. And so I feel like water is probably the easiest way to help yourself achieve that alkaline state. And so, yeah, the Kangen water is an amazing product because, unlike any other, it has antioxidants that are of a medical grade. Okay. And what that means is it's over three times the antioxidants that you would find in green tea. This water from the K8 model is actually somewhere around 11 times stronger than green tea. So again, I mean, I know a lot of folks know what antioxidants are, but I don't know how, if you know how important antioxidants are. And that's another conversation that needs to be had and well understood. Antioxidants can literally prevent cancer, can help protect your DNA, from radiation or from different elements out in the world, pollution, pesticides, stress. A lot of these things, unfortunately, we wake up, we're on our way out the door and we can't avoid it. There's pollution in the air, there's pollution in the water, there's pollution in the food. And unfortunately, we've done that as a people to the world. And now this is what we have to do to kind of get back to a place where now we can be unaffected by it. And so, like we were saying, your body's 75% water, the world is 75% water. That's no coincidence, And just to also make sure everybody understands it, water intake is definitely not a one size fits all. So the 8 glasses that people recommend daily really doesn't cut it, especially if you're over, let's say, 200 pounds or 250 pounds. It's not going to be enough. So the real way to measure the right intake for yourself is to say you want to drink your body weight in ounces Half of your body weight in ounces daily. So let's say you weigh 150 pounds. Then you want to drink 75 ounces of water daily, which would simply be, picture three little 20-ounce bottles and a half of water daily.
Right.
You know? So that's a good way to measure how much water you should be drinking daily. And that should be the minimum, really, because I'm assuming, you know, you're getting out of bed. You're walking around, at least in your house. I know, you know, we're a bit restricted right now, but any activity will still render you needing more water.
Right.
So, you know, whether you're just staying at home or if you are an active person and you're working out, you definitely want to make sure you're hydrating even more.
Yeah, I'm actually curious as to how well this water works with, like, bodybuilders and for competitions and things like this, because it sounds like it would, you know, it would only be an added benefit. But I say that in terms of how much water they would need to take in being active, being that the water is giving you such high antioxidant numbers. And the thing that I find the most interesting you said about the diet is, like, right, everyone is not necessarily gung-ho about only eating carrots all day, or you know in that sense vegetables.
It's not easy.
And you know, I know for myself, I like a hamburger every now and then. Everything is in moderation, you know. And in terms of, you know, let's say fasting, which is something that I've done throughout the years as well, is a friend of mine researching fasting found out that, you know, you can, this guy had went practically the entire year without eating. He only drank water. So that's how important water is to our lives, that here this man can go. And I'm, pardon me to my listeners for not having the exact, I'm actually going to have that friend on the show at one point and let him explain it too, because he's really into this and he's also a fitness guy. So a lot of people also have a misconception about fasting and fitness, but to get back to the water, that says a lot, you know, that you could not eat, because we have this tendency to think that we need things that we don't really need. But water is a necessity. It's as important as air.
If not
the 1-2 punch, you know, it's like food is something on the list that is not necessarily last. Okay, everyone does have certain ailments, so they can't necessarily go without eating at certain points and times of the day. But the reality of matters is water remains important. And so I guess my question to you would be, what type of systems, if there's multiple systems of Kagan, and I'm going to make sure, am I pronouncing that right? Because I don't want to be one of those people who keep listening.
Yeah, you know, and let me tell you what that means too, because
yeah,
it might just sound completely crazy to your listeners.
Right.
So it's Kangen or Kangen, Kangen water. Kangen. And what that means in Japanese is return to origin.
Oh, I love that.
I know. And I found out what that meant. I thought it was pretty cool. And so, you know, I'm just trying to tell you that normally we're born in great health. As babies, we're born alkaline.
Right.
And so this is kind of just helping you to get back to that alkaline state of optimal health. But to help answer some of your questions, I definitely want folks to visit my Instagram page, because you'll be able to see there not just any old athletes, but you'll see the likes of Mayweather, Pacquiao, you know, some celebs up there. You have Big Sean. All these people are drinking Kangen water.
Right,
and so,
right.
Yeah, it's not just because it's a great antioxidant or a great alkaline, you know, or alkalized water-producing machine. Of course, it's super hydrating. But what it helps your body do is it boosts your immune system, okay? It keeps your kidneys healthy. It improves your circulation. It improves your digestion. It helps maintain normal bowel function. Detoxifies at a rapid level. It gives muscle relief. Okay, I don't know, those of you who do work out, you know, lactic acid, when you work out, you get soreness in your muscles the next day.
Yep.
So just think, you can help eliminate that maybe altogether if you drink enough. Okay, it helps control calories. It improves your skin. It energizes you, and it just helps make you look, you know, a lot younger. So it's not something that's hard to do. You're drinking water, hopefully, at some point in the day. We're just saying, here's the best water you can get your hands on. And of course, if you can't afford the top-notch model, which would be the K8, there's always the Level Up Junior 4, which you can get. And, you know, somewhere in between, which is the flagship model, which is the SD501. So, the company understands that it is something that not a lot of people can just reach in their pockets and purchase, flat out. So there is in-house financing available. And if you order through me, I don't even do a credit check, and I can do installments for you with no interest. Okay, so, there's a lot of different things that you can do now. Not only can you buy a machine, but you can also order gallons from me. And like we were saying, as long as you're somewhere near New York, hopefully not too far from New York, I can ship you out some gallons and you can give it a shot for yourself.
Absolutely. You know? She's trying to help us, everybody, okay? This is real stuff here. Make that investment into your health and your wellness, because being able to be hydrated, and you spoke about bowel movement, that's a very important thing as well, not to even mention how your bowel moves, so when you're looking back, for those that think that's gross, just understand, this is your body, okay? So what I'm about to say may sound gross, but it is very important to understanding where we are, right? So one is looking back after you've used the bathroom and saying, what color is my urine? Because color plays a big part. And I know long before we used blood work in medicine, urine was a great indicator of what was going on in our body. Thank God we've moved away from certain things with urine, because believe it or not, they used to actually drink urine also to figure out what was going on with someone. But but on a very small scale, you can use the bathroom, turn back and say, what shade of yellow am I at? And just, if you're bright yellow, you have to drink some water, because our urine shouldn't be the color of the sun. And you need a slight bit of yellow. So if your urine is too clear, you may be overhydrated. We talked a little bit before the break about drinking water and feeling bloated. That's also something to think about as well. So if you're having those type of feelings, then this water, this machine is definitely something you should look into. The other thing is bowel movement. To go back to that, bowel should be, semi-firm, and it should be floating, because that's another indication of good health. Floating bowel indicates a nice level of fiber in your diet, which is very important for us. So you don't want your bowel too loose, you don't want your bowel too hard, which is constipation, which something I learned in pathology about constipation. Constipation, and this has to be a direct correlation to water, is a huge issue in America. Like, so I don't know, I've only lived in America, I've traveled, but I've only lived in America. We hold our bowel so often that a lot of us are actually constipated and don't even realize that. And so what I mean by that, well, I was the type of child that my mom said she couldn't take me to any bathroom because I wouldn't go to the bathroom, some of us are smell and texture people. So for me, I know it had to been, I must have looked in the stall and was like, not the vibe. So I know a lot of times, we all have our different habits when it comes to the bathroom. Some people need to take all their clothes off. Some people, can just, get in there and get out. But the fact of the matter is, through our culture in America, or lack of culture, but the way society is and working and transportation, especially if you live in New York, it's like you got to get up at a certain time, you're going to train at a certain time to get to work at a certain time. And a lot of us may be so social that we're not even drinking enough water while we're out with our friends at a bar, and so then that will lead to you're up all night, and then you finally get home and you have to knock out. You probably ate something, right? Which we talked before about times of eating, right? So it's like there's a certain time your stomach does open up. So, and that's 7 a.m., right? So, but just imagine you're coming from the bar, you didn't drink enough water, and then you go eat something before you go to bed, and then now the alarm is going off and you're racing out of the house, and you probably didn't get to use the bathroom like you should. And then you get to work, and you might not be one of those people who can poop at work. So the reality of the matter is flushing this out and using water as that aid is really important to getting rid of the toxins in our system. Try to at least, I mean, we've been quarantined for a minute now, so hopefully people are seeing a difference in their bowel movements and in their diet in that sense. But yeah, bowel movement is very important in addition to using water to help move that along, and having enough to push that out.
Because I would definitely want to add to that, and you're so right. You know, if you feel that you're constipated more often than you'd like to be, and you know, there's not one time that you want to be, but right. There are folks who literally go days and consider this a normal thing. That is not okay.
Not.
You know, in fact, if you Google it, you just straight up go to the computer and Google it right now. You can search how many Americans are dehydrated. It will say something like 70 to 80% of Americans.
That's a huge number.
That's crazy. And to me, it's because we don't recognize the signs of dehydration. You know, once you feel thirsty, you are already dehydrated.
Right.
If you have a headache, you are really dehydrated. You know, those are one of the body's first signs of critical need for water. And so I think we should really start to kind of get in tune with the different signals that our bodies send us. And the different things, like you were saying, just be more mindful when you do go to the bathroom. You want to see that your urine is as clear as possible. It's very smart of you.
Yeah.
I actually have my daughter. She's only 8. You know, I'm training her from a very young age to be incredibly mindful of when she goes to the bathroom. She can basically let me know something's wrong just by telling me what's happening, you know, when she uses the restroom.
Yeah.
So that's so important.
You absolutely.
Definitely hit it on the head with that.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you don't mind, let's talk about that. You know, did you drink this water while you were pregnant? And
oh, yeah.
If so, what are some of the differences that maybe you felt versus maybe some of your peers who were pregnant and, you know, drinking water? And then anything that maybe in the medical field anyone's noticed when your baby was born with differences?
Definitely. Great, great, great question. So, you know, if I can just remember, being pregnant is definitely a blessing, but let's be honest. Let's be honest. For some of our female listeners, I'm sure you can relate. You know, there's a ton of changes that happen in your body that you're not used to and are, quite frankly, not comfortable. And so one of the most amazing things that I was able to have was access to this water. I know that in the morning or the afternoon or night, I don't know why they call it morning sickness. It should just be any hour sickness, because
right.
You're literally nauseous any time of day and sometimes months at a time during your pregnancy. I know my first trimester was completely, you know, a battle. Me trying to keep things down and, you know, just trying to feel good and trying to find some type of balance in all the changes. I could literally feel the things changing in my body. But yeah, when I would definitely, you know, want to throw up, I would reach for some of this water and I would feel immediate relief. And I can't really say that the ginger or the teas that, you know, my mom would offer me would really do the same thing on their own. And I, like I was telling you earlier, it was really that bad for me where even keeping water down was a challenge. So the beautiful thing about this water is because it's microclustered in molecules, and what that means is it's ultra hydrating at a cellular level. I was able to drink one cup of this water and I'd be okay for a few hours. You know, one cup of this water is equal to 6 cups of any other water. So even for, you know, those of us who were not able to keep water down, you know, it was a blessing to be able to have a little bit of this water and to be able to, you know, go without putting anything in my belly for a few hours and just kind of coping that way. But yeah, it was also a blessing. When my daughter was born, the doctors who delivered her actually came to my hospital bed and asked me what I did differently during my pregnancy, because my daughter was born with zero jaundice, okay, which means zero toxicity. Apparently that's unheard of nowadays. And it was almost like they were starstruck, you know, like, what did you do? They couldn't
can we get your autograph? Right.
Yeah, it was like incredible. It was like, this is unfathomable. This doesn't happen anymore, you know?
Right.
And so that's a testament that definitely lets you know that that's how polluted our environments are, that this is the norm now. Babies are expected to be born with some level of toxicity, which is, to me, unacceptable. Really.
Crazy, right, crazy. And you would think that we were, you know, the way things are marketed to people who don't travel. I say this because if you're born and raised in America and you do have the opportunity to see the world, you start to understand things a little bit better. One, you understand that America is a bubble in a lot of ways. And so to besides education being 27th, you know, us being ranked, the United States being ranked 27th in education, I haven't looked up the numbers in terms of health, but
we're like 57.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, and you would think, so you would think we were in what is marketed to us as a third world country with these with these numbers. But I can assure you, and for anyone who's been listening to us for a long time, you guys remember my guy Tony that came on. Tony's wife will tell you in 2 seconds, but even him just traveling to Colombia, right? And then growing up in New York City and going, hey, Lex, you know, people in New York think they're poor. You know, you're not really poor until you go to a country where, you know, you are poor, you know? And so,
yeah.
You know, so that's the interesting part about America, in saying that for all the wonderful, the positives that come from being born here or having the ability to migrate here and start a family, the reality of the matter is that we still got to clean up our stuff. And for doctors to be in awe of your child's health and the way you were able to take care of your pregnancy, that says a lot. That I'm pretty sure, you know, it's like the time where I had like this acne issue, and I remember, this is how important water is, guys. I remember they gave me all types of medicine from the pharmacy, right? And the thing swelled my face up. So it was like, what was that? And so just out of frustration, I just put cucumbers on my face. And the next morning, I went to bed like that. And the next morning, I woke up, and everything was gone, right? So a couple of days from there, I had an appointment with the dermatologist again. And she looked at me, and she was like, what in the world? So here's actually what happened. I love fish. I have my favorite fish market on Canal Street. And what I wasn't aware of, though, is I had a very tiny cut on my index finger that came from the shrimp tail poking me. And I didn't realize that it was there, of course. And so then I move on, and I'm very hygienic in the kitchen. But I move on, and I go and I start dealing with the fish that I had brought. And I would say literally 48 hours later, I had broken out into this crazy rash. And we had narrowed it down to that was the problem. It was, you know, a little bit bacteria had gotten into my skin, into my system through washing the fish, and it caused this reaction. And so,
wow.
I put all this cucumber on my face, went to bed like that, woke up, everything, it took, to be honest, 48 hours to really, for everything to clear up. And my hair and everything, I had put the cucumbers because it was scabbing, it was really strange. And so I went back to my doctor. Shout out to Dr. Buka. But I went back to my doctor, and one of the doctors that works in his, because Dr. Buka's office, for anyone in New York that's familiar with the dermatologist Dr. Buka, he has like a nice little conglomerate of other doctors. And so one of the women that was treating me, she sits on the board of dermatology, and she said, "I cannot believe that this is not a thing anymore. What exactly did you do?" And I said, "Well, I threw a bunch of cucumbers on my face and in my hair." And she's like, "I gotta write this down." And that just tells you how important water is, because cucumber is water. Cucumber is water. You know, like that just 90%. Cucumber is 90% water. So just imagine, like that cucumber was the purest form of water for my body. You know, it wasn't me drinking it out of the faucet. It was literally putting this vegetable on my face, and it drying up and taking out all of the bad stuff. So that is just how important water is for everything that we do.
Yeah, let's talk about what the percentages of our what our organs are comprised
sure.
of in terms of water. So just so you get a nice picture, folks, your brain is 75% water. Okay, your blood is 83% water. Your heart is 79% water. Bones, 22% water. Muscles, 75% water. Your liver is 85% water, and your kidneys, 83% water. So if you don't realize the importance of water after hearing that, I don't know what you need to hear. But I mean, you know, if we don't look at the fundamental things that we can do to keep our bodies working at optimal level, you know, we're definitely going to have to suffer the consequences. And I think, again, the simplest way, as you've just stated, is by turning to the natural things that we have sometimes in our kitchen, you know, just a simple cucumber. This doctor had to write it down. I'm in
Yeah,
Idaho.
she was like, she couldn't wait to go to the next meeting and share that. And here, just like massage, where like there's a therapist that I learned under wonderful lady Julie Donnelly. She does so you can massage people with their clothes on or without their clothes on, okay? And so Julie Donnelly has this amazing series of techniques, which for through her experience, she just chooses whether you're an athlete or you are a weekend warrior. And a lot of her clients have she has some really great stories of like athletes and Navy SEAL guys. She'll massage them with their clothes on. But what she also does for them is she also teaches them how to take care of themselves. And so what I thought was really awesome about Dr. Buka's office is they weren't intimidating or defensive about medicine. I've been very blessed to be treated by doctors that are very open-minded. NYU Langone is, I think, one of my favorite places because they are deep into research and they're not intimidated by the fact that something like a cucumber could heal you. It makes sense. The question is just like, how do you incorporate that, right? Because everyone's body is made a little different, and so some things may work for some people, short term, long term. But in general, being around people in the medical field that are okay with it. So just to, why I bring up Julie is, she's had her colleagues say things like, "Why are you teaching your clients how to do that?" And she's like, so that they can feel better, because what if I can't see them? She travels to go see a lot of people. She has Olympic athletes. What if I can't be around them? What if I can't see them? You can't be afraid to share the information in terms of self-care, because it doesn't mean, if anything, she probably has more people attracted to her business because she likes to teach, and she wants you to feel good and not just take your money, So this information that you're sharing about the water and the water system, it's not about taking people's money. It is about saying the person that's ready to whether make the short-term investment of buying the gallons off of you, or making the long-term investment of finally getting the machine, this is for you. This is not, oh, I can get rich by sh no, this is for you. I'm the conduit to helping you understand the importance of this. And at the end of the day, I know for your business, it's going to continue to grow, because we are in those times where people want to find, they're kind of yearning, people don't, and with the way health insurance and people's jobs are set up, that may not be realistic, but what is realistic is going, instead of me ordering from DoorDash, like the other, earlier today, I went to go look at my DoorDash app, and it said I saved $71.93 using Door, whatever this DoorDash thing is, where like
The
the
pass.
pass, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, $71, you don't even, right? So it's just, we have a lot more than we think we do. And we are in times now where everyone being able to slow down and really looking at their resources. I just want to say, guys, I'm going to buy the machine. Am I starting with the gallons? Yes. Starting with the gallons for just personal financial reasons in terms of recalibrating some things, and but the investment will be made because your health comes first. It doesn't, you there you shelter is important, food is important, and if you have children, taking care of your children are clearly important. But once you can get that clarity of understanding that this is an investment, this what Diana is has the opportunity to share and sell to the people is an investment. It's like if you live in a town where you need a car, you know, you don't need to buy a Mercedes, but yeah, any kind of car you buy will be expensive, right? Because I mean, it's not a bicycle. So it's an investment though. And so I impart my listeners who are from all over the world. We definitely have listeners in Japan. I think it's like a 2% audience in Japan, but hey, that's good enough. It's important to take care of ourselves. And for those that may be in a place where they've lost health insurance or it's difficult to have health insurance, I mean, there's nothing like going back to the beginning in terms of the fundamentals of taking care of ourselves, which is not as difficult. It's just that we haven't been taught that. You know,
absolutely. I'm so glad you just said that. Going back to origin, right? Returning to origin. That's exactly what Kangen means.
Could you actually go back to also, like, not to cut you off at all, but yes, go into the name and then hit us again with that IG account.
Absolutely. I was definitely about to do that for you. I definitely want to invite everyone to just come take a look at my page. You know, I share tons of information. And again, if there is anyone who is dealing with, you know, a chronic illness or anything like that, I am willing to extend, you know, a couple gallons to you. If you're out of state, you know, I may ask you to just pay for the shipping or something. But I do also believe that sometimes folks really just can't afford it. And, you know, I do look out when I can.
Yes.
And I am known to do that, especially with local organizations and things like that, because the word is catching on. You know, people are finding out how effective this water really is. And so my Instagram is @hydration_supreme_inc. Okay. And so what we're talking about is the company named Enagic. Okay. They generate and manufacture these amazing medical grade ionizers that are approved by the Japanese Association of Preventive Medicine for Adult Diseases. Deemed a medicinal unit by their Japanese Ministry of Health. Again, that's important because Japan is like number one or number two in world health, okay, as it relates to life expectancy and overall health and well-being. To me, that speaks volumes. Just so you know, there's one in every four homes in Japan that currently has this machine in their homes.
Wow.
There are 6,500 doctors who use and prescribe these machines. And this company's been around since 1974. You know, it's not a joke. It's really effective. And hopefully, you know, we can make this the standard here in the United States and help to reverse a lot of these issues that we're currently deeming and accepting as normal. So come take a look. Again, it's @hydration_supreme_inc. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about how you can get a unit for yourself. Or if you need a couple gallons until you're ready to make that type of investment, we can do that for you also. I know that you have folks all over the world. I'm in New York, so if I can get it to you, you know, whether it's shipping or delivery, I'll be more than happy to. And again, I do make exceptions every now and then. If you're having a tough time, especially during this social climate, I can certainly extend a gallon or two for you to try. And if you have any questions, please DM me. Again, it's @hydration_supreme_inc. And with my background in pharmacy, I'll be honest with you, I've never seen any of my patients reverse any disease, ever. I've only seen them start taking one therapy and eventually have to increase dosages, and then they need something else to now counteract the side effects. You know, and with this simple unit and the water it produces, I've seen people get off of all their medication and return to normal, optimal health.
Yeah.
And so that's why I go so hard and I go so crazy. You'll see I post daily multiple times. You know, that not only are there celebrities now using this, you have local and, you know, national level high-end officials using this water. You have tons of folks in the medical industry. I just hope that one day we'll see this, you know, on the news, or we'll see something being done on TV on a larger scale where folks are being told how they can help themselves and their families obtain and maintain health.
Absolutely. And I was speaking about origin, and the irony is that's the name of that in Japan, in Japanese.
Yeah.
That's what Kangen means, right? Did I get that finally right? Yes, the whole show, and finally I got the name. I got it.
I did it.
We did it, Joe.
one whole episode, but we got it.
We got it. We did it, Joe. For everyone that knows that reference, right? Diana, is there anything else you want to add? Because I just want to say thank you so much for joining the Whose Podcast Is This family.
Thank you.
Don't always have a guest on, but I like to bring on people that I think have something to share that's very valuable to the world. Certainly, everyone is not going to jump on board. So if Pfizer is listening to this, you don't worry. You still have people who, you know, still have people that will take their diabetic medicine because it'd just be too much for them to change their diet. So there's something for everybody here in America. But America is about using technology and improving on our lifestyle and our well-being. So while these things are available to us, we should definitely tap into the best way to take care of ourselves, because at the end of the day, we only have ourselves. And if we make that investment on a very just personal scale, that can have us around for a while to see our loved ones and to be with our friends. And the world is maybe not going to ever go back to what we recognize it to be, but maybe something better, you know, and I like to look at it that way. So again, Diana, thanks for coming on Whose Podcast Is This, episode 6.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And guys, Whose Podcast Is This? You know, we're on Instagram. Whose Podcast Is This? Okay. You can always DM and ask questions. I want to shout out the people who've been cussing me out. Just real quick, that is nothing to do with water, but I just want to address this.
Oh.
I like to draw an audience from the community that I feel needs it the most. It doesn't mean that it's always well received once people read a comment that I leave on an urban blog or something like this. A lot of times though, I leave comments that are not necessarily friendly, but when I say friendly, meaning like it's not the most popular thing to say. There's a population of people who enjoy ignorance, and so I'm not here to disturb their groove, but I like to impart wisdom when I do read certain posts. I can laugh at certain things as well, but there's some times where we need to click in and just tighten up a little bit. So for the people, because one thing I learned from one of the coaches that I worked with in sports is he had a lot of fans. There were people who said they didn't like him. So the last couple of days coming into the new year, there have been some people who have been a little upset with me and cursing me out in the comment section and telling me my podcast is stupid and stuff like that. I feel like you've joined the family, so I welcome you, because they say your biggest haters are your biggest supporters. And for the new listeners that I've drawn from Instagram and commenting, welcome, because you're in for a treat for what we have to share. And just by you listening, whether you didn't like what I commented or not, that was the purpose. I have you here now, and you're a part of the family as well. We are in that stage right now, in that phase, where the truth is not the most popular thing, but when you have wisdom, you can't let ignorance stop you from sharing it. So I kind of just share that because social media is a very interesting place, and a lot of times people troll and they want to combat what your knowledge is and what your wisdom is. But a lot of times I really think that that's a part of diet and water as well. You know, the people who are cussing me out probably are dehydrated. And so hopefully this episode serves them well and serves all the other listeners who are in good vibes and good spirits well as well. This is a wellness podcast. Whose Podcast Is This? Thank you again, Diana, for coming down. Thank you for everyone for listening and that continue to support. And have a wonderful year. Episode 6, 2021. We'll see you guys soon. Whose Podcast Is This? Okay, so let me just... give me 1 second. I'm just going to cut the recorder off to formally thank you off air.